Welcome to the Behind the Headlines Radio Roundtable. I'm Eric Barnes, publisher of the Memphis Daily News, joined today by Chris Barbic, superintendent of the Achievement School District, and Eleanor Boudreau from WKNO FM. You are superintendent of the Achievement School District. The state's effort, the new effort that came in with Governor Haslam to take care of failing schools across the state, what, some 68 out of 85 are in Memphis. Mm-hmm. Tell me, though, what is an Achievement School District and what's your role with that?
So the Achievement School District really came out of the Race to the Top application, which actually predated Governor Haslam. That was done under the Bredesen administration. It was the state's application to do lots of education reform statewide. And one of the things that was in the application that Tennessee won and got a $500 million federal grant to implement was, what do we do about those just persistently struggling schools? The schools that year after year, we're seeing just, you know, abysmal academic performance. We define that as the bottom 5% of the schools in the state. That's 85 campuses statewide. And the majority of those schools, like you mentioned, 68 of the 85 schools are here in Memphis.
You, I think, took the job a year ago. Is that
about
right?
I've been here 18 months.
18 months. And you have started with which schools and how many schools in Memphis? And give us a sense of the expansion plans. And we'll talk about some of the specific successes and so on so far.
Sure. So we spent the first year just really, you know, getting a team together, getting a plan together. And we're in the middle of our first year of actually operating schools. So we have six schools in the Achievement School District. Five of those schools are here in Memphis, and we have one school in Nashville. Of the six, and part of what we can do, we can either run the school ourselves and become basically the district for that school, or we have the ability to authorize charter schools. And so of the six, three of the schools are schools that we're running. All three of those schools are in Fraser. They're in the Fraser High School feeder pattern. So two elementary schools, Corning Elementary and Fraser Elementary, and then Westside Middle. So the two elementary schools that feed into Westside are the three schools that we're running. And then we've also authorized three charter schools, two charters here in Memphis and one charter school in Nashville. And the two charters, one is Cornerstone Prep, which is running in Lester Elementary, serving grades pre-K through three. And then we started Gordon Science and Arts Academy with Gestalt Community Schools, which runs a couple of schools here in Memphis. And they're serving the middle school students zoned to Humes Middle School, but doing it right now on the Gordon Elementary School campus.
A lot of your strategy seems to be extend the school day by, you know, an hour and a half, and then have this incredibly intensive hiring process that emphasizes just how hard this work is going to be. How many of those lessons do you think can be applied to the Memphis City School District, or what will become the merged, you know, Shelby County School District? Because it takes a lot to extend the school day and ask everybody to work extra hours.
Well, I think it's way too early to say we have any lessons learned that can be applied anywhere, because we're still pretty early in. And, you know, we're approaching this with you know, the right degree of humility until we actually get some results. So, you know, I think you're right. I mean, this is tough work. It's hard work. And I think, you know, could someone spend their entire career in a turnaround environment? I think there's some people that could. But, you know, this is intense work. I mean, it would be like asking a doctor to spend their whole career in the ER. I mean, that's just, it's intense.
That's all the time we have this week. Thanks for joining us. Join us again next week.